One example of their defense of liberty is their fight against the first industry to achieve a monopoly, the telegraph industry. Telegraphy was well developed by the time the populist organized. It was not a complex technology. A battery-powered current was sent along wires. A spring-loaded hanky was used to open and close the wired circuit in short and long intervals. Samuel Morse standardized the combinations of short and long intervals to correspond with letters and numbers. The original telegraph companies set their poles and ran wires alongside the single-track system of the railroads. The first and most important function of the telegraph was to convey the arrival and departures of trains in any direction to avoid head-on collisions and rear-end accidents. Western Union Telegraph Company was the first nationwide monopoly. By gradually buying out its competitors, it orchestrated a horizontal integration of the industry, resulting in 90% market share, which meant they could raise prices and earn monopoly profits of up to 40%. Government at both state and national levels attempted to regulate the industry, but Western Union's lobbyists always succeeded in resisting any enactments to curtail their abuses.